Wishing you a beautiful Thursday as we finish up with our final day all around this month's topic on intuition. And I have to say, this has been one of the most popular topics that I have taught. And as I said in the class a few weeks ago, it was the one topic I've wanted to teach for ages and wasn't sure how it would land with people, because when we talk about our intuition, some people actually get scared of it or don't feel they're intuitive. And what this has really shown me, and I wanted to share this with you, is that because the engagement with the teachings, the class, the journal, the meditations, and every part of this month was so high from all of you, and you being in touch with me about it and about your feedback around what you're experiencing, is showing that that intuitive voice within is actually calling you to look at that part. The fact that you engaged with this, even if it was only a little bit, that's actually everything I wanted to teach this month was already happening to you. So I just thought it was lovely as I looked back over this month about what, you know, I found myself from all of you and your experiences, that it was such a big indicator that all of your intuitive voices were really, I suppose, spiked and alerted, and it was wonderful. What I do want to say, though, is that every time we do a teaching within a month, you know, I know that things aren't just going to change within like a 30 to 31 day period. These are things we need to bring forward with us. And like any other topic that we've done before, if you're a new member, any other topics that are there that you want to go back and dip into at whatever point or whatever you feel drawn to, it's to carry that with you then in the weeks and the months and the years ahead. Like this is part of your path here at this time for me. Where am I now? Where do I want to be? And how are all these teachings going to help me in my own growth, my own development, and even your own soul's path of where things are going? So it's just been wonderful. And I suppose today, as we finish up with this, I want you to take a moment now when you finish listening to this teaching and ask yourself how you're feeling in yourself. Now, I'm not talking about in the physical sense, as in like, do I feel tired? Do I feel upset? You know, when you think of your intuitive side, how do you feel? When you think of delving into connecting with your intuitive side more, what comes up for you? What does that feel like to you? Because as we finish out this month, and like I said a moment ago, I really do want you to carry this forward. And what I tried to do this month, and it does seem people have had good experience with it, is to really understand all of the different aspects, from our physical body to our mental side, to our emotional side, our grounding, our connecting. All of these aspects are so important in your intuition. Minding you and looking after every part of you and every part of your life clears the way to create space for you to tap into that intuitive side. Helps overwhelm to reduce, anxiety to reduce, and you can even tap into it more. So it's creating that calm space within. So you will have seen in your text that at 5 o'clock today, depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this tonight, you will have received this already. This is a self-care path pack that I've put together. So this is actually something I'm going to have for when people join up to the membership. They're going to get this straight away, but I wanted to give it to you all of you now as well. And even though some of you have been members for like the whole 4 years or 3 years, I would really invite you to look at this. It's to look at your road. There's actually a road on the little journal pack that I've given you. And it's trying to get you to look at like how far you've come and where you're continuing to go, because life is ever evolving. Like we're never gonna stop learning, experiencing, you know, looking for different things to shift or change or whatever. So it's a lovely path. And know that no matter what you fill out in your pack, your self-care path pack, that you can come back and change that or alter it. And that's kind of, you'll see it anyway. You may have opened it by now already. But as you look at that, you will find that it's going to open yourself up to say, okay, well, what are my goals around my self-care? What do I actually really want to achieve around this? How are those self-care goals? Do I feel that they're going to have an impact on my life? How are they going to have an impact on my life? How are they going to have an impact on where I see my life being and what I want to create with my life? You know, they say to us, we need to be in the present and not always in the future. And I'm a believer in that too. So when I talk about moving forward, we obviously have to move forward out of the present, you know. So this isn't about putting yourself under pressure and saying, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I better have it done in 2 months. This is your soul's path and your life's path combined together of what purpose filled life you want to have, what peaceful life you wish to create. And that's really the word. What are you wishing to create and experience for yourself now and as you move forward in the future? So the self-care path pack will have stuff around that that I'd love you to sit down and really look at and journal. And also there's a part around looking at why you joined It's Time For Me. What do you want to get from it? A few other bits and pieces through it as well. And then I just talk about what the membership is here to help you with and the different aspects around that. So I hope you enjoy filling all of that in. And it does really connect to what I was just saying a few moments ago about evolving and bringing your intuitive side with you, because that intuitive part of you is you. It's the whole essence of you, actually. It's who you came in to be is connected to that intuitive place. So it will be so wonderful. I don't expect you to be sitting in that place all the time, but to be able to create the space to tap into it when you need it. Because in that space, you will create flow, you will create balance. More importantly, you will create wonderful things in your life. And it doesn't mean that negative things won't happen. It just means that when stresses and difficulties come up, you will be in a different space to respond and react from a calmer place, from a more aligned place that's going to be right for you. And that's really what I want to do. And I think also what this month has shown me is how much of my own path that I have shifted. I've said this a few times, when I set up It's Time For Me and everything I would teach over the last 4 years, sometimes I would have felt like a bit of a fraud, because while I was trying to do it, I wasn't really succeeding. I know these things would work, but I, you know, for me, I was finding difficulty with them. But really, since probably the end of 2019 up until this point, I just went, you know, really full into saying, okay, I've got to really live what I'm saying. As anybody who's in a position of like teaching about things or talking about things should be doing. But I did, but it has literally changed my life. Any difficulties that I've had over the last year, of course they have been upsetting, stressful or whatever, but not to the levels of where they would have been a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I watched this really interesting energy report last night, this guy that I follow, and he did an energy report for March. And what I found really interesting was a lot of things that I'd said in one of my audio teachings to you last week. I was going, God, like when I said about March being brighter and lighter, he actually even used those words. And as I was listening to him, I thought, God, so like even me developing my intuition is connecting into energies that are there that I'm not reading about. Like it's just what I feel. And then he was saying it and I was going, okay, he's feeling this too, you know. But what he said later in his recording was that when we're in a space where we've done a lot of work on ourselves, that as the stresses come up, we're clearing them and healing them much quicker. So he gave an example that at 11 o'clock in the morning, you could be feeling really angry or frustrated or pissed off. But by 12 o'clock, you've processed it, got to the core of it, moved through it, and you're kind of out of that emotion. And it really resonated with me because that's what I actually feel has been happening for me. Things are coming up. I'm able to say, okay, let me look at this. How can I respond to this? How can I react to this? But it has taken, like I'm going to be 40 this year. It's taken a long time to get to that place. But more particularly, I think sometimes if you see people who are in a good headspace or they might be able to get through difficulties, you kind of think, God, I wish, and I would have thought this about people too, I wish I was like that. Or God, why, maybe they're a bit more lucky than me or they have a different life to me. It's not that. Like I just consciously and actively, you know, do my very best every single day to connect to that intuitive part of myself and to look at really what's going on. And as I gave you an example in one of our earlier teachings last week about my body, and I was saying I was getting pain in my ovary and I realized it was anger, and I worked through the anger and what it was and cleared it. That's what I'm talking about. But you have to give yourself space to do that. That doesn't mean that things are going to come up in my life and I'm going to just flow through them. I we have to feel these things, we have to feel the depths of these things, but it's like, what can I take from it? And it's not an airy-fairy approach of, oh, everything's positive and everything's wonderful and I'll just look at everything positively. It's not like that, but it's trying to say, okay, well, what was the lesson in that? I'm a big believer in, like, what can I take from that? It's trying to show me something. So even in the worst situation that is horrendous, it's like, what can I take from that that's trying to show me something here? So this isn't about, like I said, floating, being airy-fairy, thinking you're living in like a rainbow land or anything. This is about actively being very aware and very conscious of how I'm feeling, how my body's feeling, why is this happening, how can I clear it? And with those kind of four things, you have a better chance to respond better. That doesn't mean that things won't come up that you'll just respond really badly to or just not be able to process. You know, it could be very hurtful, very painful. This isn't about you should do this and you shouldn't do that. What I'm trying to, I suppose, help support here is that I've seen the benefit of personally. You know, I've talked about before, I've gone through a huge amount of fertility treatments. I was minding my dad, he was unwell. My dad, you know, we had a really horrendous year with him last year, and then he ended up passing away very suddenly. You know, all of that was going on. But because I was like making the space for myself, giving myself time to replenish my energy, nourish myself, of course I had to go into the depths of grief and have horrendous, like it was awful, really, when I think back to, you know, October, November, December. I wasn't in a great space, but I was in a better space than I would have been had I not done everything that I had done and continued to do it through that time, and to look for where the healing came from, look for where the peace could come, look for what the lessons were and all of that. And if we're not able to do that, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with us. It doesn't mean we're doing something wrong. It's not me saying, oh, well, I can do this and you should do it. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is that it's like, it's just that I have experienced more recently the benefit of doing it. And if even in one situation, we can mind ourselves so much that it doesn't have such a desperate impact on us, isn't that better for ourselves? And that's really what all of this month has been about. So thank you so much for engaging really with everything. In the text that you would have obviously read already, you will see, so at 5 o'clock today, you may have got that already, or you'll be getting that later on, depending on the time you're listening, you will get your self-care, you'll get your self-care path pack by email, directly to your email. So check your spam if you don't normally get emails from me. Then what we're going to do is we are not beginning our next topic in its time for me until the week of the 15th of March, because I'm doing a 7-day self-care experience. So I've opened this up to anybody who wants to join, not just members, but I really think it'll be a lovely week for you all. So you will still, everybody who signed up that's not a member will be getting their texts at 9 o'clock every morning. But for those who are members, I will still be sending your text out at your normal time. So nothing will change except from Sunday to Saturday of next week, you will be getting a text every single day. On Sunday night, this Sunday, the 7th of March, I have a class, meditation, relaxation and self-care from 8:30 Irish time to 10 p.m. So I'd love if you could join that class and have some relaxation and meditation. And also, I will be emailing you on Saturday with the details of that call, as well as a journal for the week, which will go with all of the teachings that I have already prepared, and also a one-card oracle reading. So I'll be sending all of that to you by email. And then every day you will get a text as normal, and it's going to send you to a different link every single day. There is some videos on a few of the days and audios on other days. They're all very short. And it's basically bringing you through the 7 pillars of self-care that I've created myself that I feel are fundamental to our own progression. And each one of those will be talked about, and then there's a journal to go with it. And the hope is that you'll engage with it over the course of the week and really just embrace it and say, right, you know what? I know you're a part of it, it's time for me, and you do this every month, but this is a whole 7 days in a row. So I hope you can commit the time, if you have it, to engaging with that as well. So there's lots coming up and lots of support, and lots more to come then from the week of the 15th of March with our next topic. I won't talk about that yet. And yeah, just thank you so much for a lovely month. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. And the other thing I want to say is, anytime you have a topic or a theme or something that you want covered, like, get in touch with me. You know, a few people got in touch with me last week about things they want covered. It's really important for me to know. Sometimes when I ask this question, people send stuff, and actually I see a really common theme. People are looking for the same things. So don't feel like it could be off the wall. You know, even if it's not something I can cover for a whole month, I can definitely cover it as part of something else. So always get in touch with that. But look, thank you again. Have a lovely couple of days. You have a bit of a break now until you get your email on Saturday with all the details for the self-care experience. And then Sunday we kick off with that. So I wish you a beautiful Thursday and look forward to talking to you soon.